They win the game and they're through to the fourth round. Let's get some reaction from the City gaffer, Stuart McCall. Stuart McCall, what do you make of that? Wasn't good today, was it?
No, they were hungrier, younger, stronger, wanted it more. First half was abysmal all over the park. Second half we came out and played better, but it was still, we should have been out the cup at half time. We had a second chance and we didn't take it. So hugely disappointing. And you know, all right, so we've had a go at them, and rightly so, but we haven't had many of them this season, so I can't, you know, so we haven't turned into poor players overnight, and it was a poor performance. They played very, very well. The two wingers were outstanding. Our two young fullbacks probably couldn't cope with them, but it's not just that. I mean everywhere they dominated us. The two centre forwards dominated our centre halves. The midfield were first to the ball. All throughout the park, I don't think we had one success story today. Lost every battle on the pitch, first half, and then second half when we were in the game and looking as though we could go on and win it, you know, we get caught twice on the break and you know, just not good enough today.
Well, the irony is we actually played a lot better second half and got picked off, didn't we?
Yeah, we got a reaction because we couldn't have been any worse first half. That was so poor, and we're all primed up on it. A hungry side, some good talent. Got to win your individual battles, which you didn't do. Second to things. But we got a second chance. Coming at half time, we were so lucky. And then second half, we were a better team for the long stages. But we lost two goals and it was just a poor, poor day.
Saying all that, the Paul Taylor chance hits the underside of the bar and it looked like a tapping for Shay McCart, and that goes in, it's 1-1.
Yeah, ifs and buts, but we didn't deserve it. Let's be right. And Charlie's had a good chance, the keeper's blocked it. But yeah, second half, we were better, but we couldn't be any worse, as I said. So, there's nothing more to say. We're out of the cup, which is hugely disappointing. But the performance of the first half was so poor. The quality of the ball, the passing from the back to the front, the passing through the park, middle of the park. We started off well. We got Gilly on it early on, and we thought he could cause him problems. Never got him a ball on it enough. We started fancying about flicks and tricks, which wasn't needed at the time. But they had a lot of good players playing at the best today, and they thoroughly deserved their victory.
They were hungry, weren't they, today? I mean, we made changes, and it's not an excuse. The squad stretched to the limit today. Goalkeeper comes in, no chance through the goals, but still a good enough side out there, Stuart.
Yeah, 100%. We haven't made changes. Reuven did his back yesterday.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Luke Forced Henry was in the side and got pulled out at the last minute because he's going to another club. Nathaniel Knight Percival, his hips come back, you know, which he was out with a few weeks ago, so he needed to rest. Other than that, we were as strong as we possibly could be. We are thin on the ground at the moment, but that was no excuse for today's performance, because as you said, we had enough players out there to do far better than we did.
I know you'd be disappointed not to have Luke Hendry on board. He was due to play, and without Tony McMahon, a deal he probably upset hasn't gone through, I would have thought.
What deal, sorry?
Well, we're trying to get Luke
Hendry. Oh, Luke, of course. Yeah, 100%, yeah. Thought it was all been done and dusted, or it looked like it was getting done, and he'll be joining another club on Monday. So, you know, that's disappointing for the lads' point of view, disappointing for our point of view and the players' point of view. But we couldn't agree, the clubs couldn't agree with Burnley and couldn't agree with the player. But, it happens, doesn't it? But he'll be joining another club on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, but we're still active in the transfer market. It probably shows that we are a little bit short today, despite the fact we still had enough talent out there, Stuart.
Oh, we were short on winning our battles. That's what we were short on. We just weren't good enough, and it wasn't acceptable, certainly at half-time. And after the game, it's not acceptable. But that's taking a lot away from them. They were hungry. They were wanting it. You know, like I say, we were fortunate to win at half-time level. But they would come out second half, showed a bit about us. But got caught with two goals. I mean, yeah, I suppose you get Chickson and Luke Hendry. Tom Fields obviously gone back. Macca. So there's four full-backs. Tyrell's played in at left-back against a quick player, but, you know, and young Jabba's just come in, you know, for his first game and probably up against their best player in Otis Khan, who's a terrific talent. And we struggled in other areas, there's no doubt about that. Throughout the team, we struggled today. And we do need reinforcements, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I know you're absolutely gutted as those 400 and odd supporters. Mm. It's a long way to come to see the team not putting a performance today, but you know, they might get a big reward out of that. It's cost the club a few quid as well, hasn't it? So I know we're desperate to go through.
Yeah, listen, that's a for a coach and a manager, making a few quids is irrelevant to me. It's about putting in a performance and getting through the next round of cup, because we want to go as far as
course,
we want.
Yeah.
Obviously, that helps if we go in the next round and get a big club and get money. Of course, it does. But I'm, you know, just so disappointed at the overall performance today. But as I said, and the clown that shouted at the end of the game, you know, another rubbish performance. Well, obviously, I've been away from home with it.
I was just going to say, they're few and far between, but maybe it's just to kick up the backside that you have got to put it in, week out.
Yeah, and again, I can't tell you how disappointed we are, or all of us, in the performance today, certainly first half. But we were up against a hungry team who smell a giant killing. Well, not a giant killing, because they beat Southend, they beat three Division 1 teams here. So the writing was on the wall if we didn't apply ourselves properly. We didn't apply ourselves properly first half. And we get them, you know, from the third, we drop a runner from a throw in, they put a ball in the box, they put another cross in, we don't clear his lines. We said we start well, put them on the back foot and start the tone of the game. They started brilliantly. As I said, we should have been behind, we weren't. But it's a really poor, poor day. But on the other hand, they've had a lot of good days, these lads. And, you know, they know themselves and they look themselves in the mirror. I don't think one of them out there won a battle today. And that's disappointing. So we've got to make sure next Saturday when we go out, we're out of the cup now. We've got to make sure, you know, next week. We can't afford too many of them. You can afford two or three players losing the battle, but not eight and nine and ten of us like we were today. So, and not only that, we were just very poor, I thought, on the ball first half. Mm. Quality was, the passing was really poor. So we'll have to, you know, look to improve and bounce back next week.
Can you just check on Kilgallen what the issue was?
Yeah, he got a severe whack to his shin, going down into his ankle. So it's a knock, but it's quite a severe one. I don't think there's anything broken in there, but he was struggling to put any weight on it afterwards. It's a real sore. We back heeled him unintentionally, and he got a big swelling on his shin, and he couldn't carry on, you know. So that was a blow.
Well, I know you're gutted. I'm sure we all are as well, but not to be today, Stuart. But we'll get a reaction, I'm sure, next week.
Yeah, we need to, you know, and that's football. We're down at the moment, hurting. And, you know, we all should be hurting because that wasn't good enough. But, you know, there's a long season to go and we want to make sure we can't let this derail us. As I said, the players haven't become bad players overnight. We need to show that hunger.
We're a little bit leggy today as well.
Looked it in certain areas, didn't we? There's no doubt about that. I think we did. But you look at the bench and there's not a real lot there in certain positions to change what we would like it to change. But that's no excuse for a poor performance.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Stuart. Absolutely gutted to be out of the cup. But
cheers,
safe journey home.